Hello and welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
Happy 2019.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
It's like March.
I know, it's almost March. Well, listen, we do our podcast on Wednesday because that's the only day that all three of us don't have recess duty or meetings. And we haven't had school in like six Wednesdays because of ice.
Five straight weeks.
Yeah, we were talking about like the kids just don't think we have school on Wednesdays anymore at all.
Yeah, I know. And I was having this whole conversation with my kids the other day. And I was like, you guys, like, you know, we need to get together with our listening, this and that. So tomorrow I want to see better. One of my kids is like, we won't even be here tomorrow. He was just calling me out. Like
that's number one, bad attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I love snow days. I'm not going to be
complaints.
All high and mighty like, oh, I want to be in class with my kids. No, I love myself a good snow day. But we've had nine this year, and it's a little ridiculous.
Well, exactly. If your birthday was every day, after a while, you'd be like, Marie. Marie just dropped a big old thing. We just had a discussion about not having loud, clunky things during
the residual
recording.
Noise.
Guys,
in the
you were
background.
Reaching for a bag of M&Ms as we were like you were reaching for a
No, no, this is Marie. I'm like, hey guys, can we be quiet? She's like, that is what she does during the podcast. I am sorry to the listeners. Alright. So anyway, I'm sorry that we have not done a podcast in a million years. But you know what? We are going to stand.
That just means we've got a ton of great ideas coming.
Of course.
We're back with a vengeance.
We're back.
Better
than
ever.
Better than ever.
2019.
But we want to stick on the creativity route for at least the next couple podcasts. We have an awesome resource for you. We want to give you some ideas of things you can be doing in your classroom, especially now that we're into the mid-year doldrums a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're in the States, you know. This is the time of year where you're like, hey, guys, it's math. And they're kind of like, okay, it's math. So we want to give you guys some ideas of things you can do to jazz it up, as my mom would say. Jazz it up.
I can see me doing jazzy.
Yeah, there you go.
They're there, though.
So we have an awesome resource for you. Number one, it's Apple has something called Everyone Can Create. And Everyone Can Create is kind of an initiative from Apple to use technology for creation instead of just consumption. And you hear us talking about that. If you listen to our podcast, we have a lot of opinions on that and making sure that kids are creating and collaborating with technology rather than just using it for consuming information or things like that or just drill and kill type things. So if you go into the iBook store, then you will find Everyone Can Create Photo, Everyone Can Create Video, and Everyone Can Create Music. It's three iBooks.
And drawing, too.
Oh, they're a drawing one?
Yeah. There is
I didn't
a
see
one.
That one. Sweet.
Mike Brown, good research.
I'll tell you what, man. Researching. So they also come with a teacher's guide, at least for a few of them. I know there are teacher's guides that kind of lead you, like, if you're thinking, oh, this is really cool, but how would I use this in a lesson? So we're going to give you a couple of ideas, things that we found from the photos. We're going to start out with some great ideas of what you can do with photos. I think that really the most powerful app, whether you have Chromebook, whether you have an iPad, is the camera. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the unsung hero. And it's the one thing that really melds technology with the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see people in a cubicle on a computer. There's no melding of their world with the digital, besides them typing, right? These really allow you to do that.
Right. I think, like you said, a picture, you know, the old saying, says 1,000 words, right? But I think back to, like, when Facebook was kind of, you know, a few years ago, or Twitter or whatever. You used to post on Facebook or post on Twitter, and it was just some words. Now, you wouldn't even think of putting a post up if you didn't have some kind of picture or GIF or...
Right.
I say that because it drives Eric crazy.
No, I don't care.
Or anything to go with it.
No, that's right. I mean, if you think back in the day, if you had a flip phone, you'd have been like, first of all,
I'm super cool.
Yeah, first of all, I'm awesome. But, I mean, it wasn't worth even putting a picture up a lot of times, or it was difficult. Where now it's like, bam, bam, you're on there. Yeah, and I think that's true for kids, too. They live in that world. And pictures can be really powerful, and it's a great way to get kids motivated when they get to share with multimedia. You know, not just words, not just you know, speech, but with pictures too.
I think our youngest learners using a picture to demonstrate their learning is way easier than trying to write about what they've learned.
Oh yeah.
So
I mean, in kindergarten, it could be a simple,
powerful way to use it.
Yeah, it could be as simple as taking your picture, or recording your voice. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, they can do more and more with it. Mm-hmm. So. We're looking through the Everyone Can Create Photo book, and we found some kind of cool ideas that we wanted to share with you. So, Mike, was there something that you found in there that you liked that you want to share?
Well, first of all, I just really like that the book teaches you all of the great things that just the photo app itself can do.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think, I've had the camera app on my phone and on my iPad for years and years and years, but they have changed it and made it so much better over the last few years. And there's a lot of stuff that I didn't even know it could do. Or I didn't know, or I knew it could do it because I saw it on the fancy commercial, but I had no idea how to do it. Mm-hmm. So the book just really simply teaches you how to use those enhancements really, really effectively. But what I really like about it is the one idea in the book is doing like portraits. And I think that's a fun thing that kids can do in class. And you don't just go up and snap a picture of somebody, but it teaches you how to frame them in the picture the right way and, you know, use different lighting. And it kind of goes into some of that photography stuff that maybe you would never know unless you were taking a photography class. But now kids can be professional photographers with their devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. And I love that it shows the difference between just holding up your camera and just bam, and just taking a random picture.
But really thinking about it and like through an artist's lens almost.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing about it is they're trying to say like, hey, with this portrait, you can tell a story.
Right.
You know, like you can pose somebody in front of something that's going to tell a story. And that's really useful for poetry too. If you're doing a portrait, it can really, just like an art piece, it can really kickstart poetry, or if you're studying adjectives, verbs. What did I say, poetry tree?
I said portraitry.
Oh, portraitry. Oh, my gosh. Marie is creating another word. Marie creates so many words. They're awesome. We have this teacher who is really into Snoopy, right? And what was the word you use?
Snooplicate.
A snooplicate. Because Snoopy duplicate. She has so many Snoopies in her room. She has Snoopy duplicate. So you said snooplicate.
Which is a cool band name also.
That is really cool.
I know.
Not really. Actually, now that I say it out loud. All right, so really cool. So portraits.
I have a feeling you're going to do a lot of editing in this podcast.
I don't know. I might leave it all in here.
I think you should. This is real, man.
This is real. So I found one in there that I really liked. This one is making memory movies. Now, I had no idea you could even do this. But all right, so if you open up your Photos app, not the camera, but you open up your Photos, and then you create a new album. So let's say your album was called, you know,
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
The Valentine's Day party.
Yeah. And so you create a new album called Valentine's Day. There's a little button up in the corner. This looks like a little arrow. And when you click it, your phone or iPad will create an automatic slideshow with music, titles, transitions.
So easy.
I mean, it's like, seriously, it's one click, and it already creates it for you. So as a teacher, I was like, hold on a minute. So instead of having to make a big slideshow to share with parents, mm-hmm, about our Valentine's party, I create an album and it does it for me. Then I just put it in Seesaw and share it. So, I like that. Now, for my kids, what I was thinking was, if let's say they're doing a slideshow of some of their learning, it's really easy for them to create the slideshow. And as we know, kids can get into that hole of just like, hey, I created this. What music am I going to pick? How do I want the transition to be? It's like 45 minutes to do a 10-second thing. So with this, it does all that work for them. But then I had my kids throw it into iMovie, and then they could voice it over. Right? So now they can tell the story along with having that montage already created. So by the way, if you didn't know this too, it actually, they have the memories portion of it. I don't even know what to call it, but in Photos, it'll make memories for you. Like every once in a while, if you make albums or you're like on vacation.
I have seen that. It'll pop up like, do you want to see what you were doing on January 12th?
Yes. Well, that's all part of this memories thing. And it'll do it like if you went on vacation somewhere, because of GPS, it basically sees you somewhere else and it creates that for you. But this is a way you can just make your own. So it could be what we did this week. Newsletters, man. I'll tell you what, having your kids take pictures of you taking pictures during the week and just creating a quick newsletter. Here's some things we did. So much better than, you know, just a regular old newsletter that you might send them on paper. All right, Miss Larson, what'd you find for us?
I found an activity we just did a couple weeks ago. So we are in the middle of poetry. And this photography was to make a personified picture. So we like wrote poems about like if you were inside the head of a stapler, if you were inside the head of a tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think what was nice about it is I never think to use just the markup tool on the photo. So you could take your kids outside on a nature walk, or you could take them, let them take a picture of something in the classroom. And then I think I always feel like we need to use like 20 different apps to do it.
Yeah.
But the one that they showed, which is like a golf ball that they drew a little face on about to be hit by a golf club. And mm-hmm. it was saying you could write a poem with it. They can just do it all in markup. They don't have to do 20 different things.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with markup, when you go into the Photos app, you'll see an edit button. Just tap on the edit button, and it will open up a whole menu. And one of the things in that edit menu is markup. And markup allows you to do tons of things. Mm-hmm. And it should be, it'll be three little dots, by the way. When you hit edit, it'll be three little dots, and then it says markup. It allows you to draw, erase, add text, all this little stuff right in the Photos app, and then you can take it from there and send it somewhere else if you want to or not.
You can zoom in, so you can do like some detail.
You can crop.
Work. You
yeah.
can crop.
All yeah. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, that's fun. And I think with all these, the idea is you want to be creative, but you really want to be mindful about your time. Sometimes the creativity, yeah. when you're like, hey, this is the letter A, let's make a 4-hour movie about it, that right. it just doesn't make any sense. And right, Dr. Phil would be like, "Is the juice ain't worth the squeeze?" Right, that's what Dr. Phil would say.
And you?
Yeah, and me too. That well, I'm
I had no idea.
Yeah, there you go.
But I think too, just flipping through the book. I mean, you don't even really have to have a project in mind if you look at these books. But the ideas are so cool. I think I tied almost every single activity to something in some part of the curriculum that you could use.
Oh yeah, that's the nice thing about these when they're open-ended like this, you can plug them into social studies, into reading and writing. You just have to be a little bit creative about how you're thinking about it. Now, they do give some ideas in that teacher's guide, too, that will help you out with that. So you can always look in there. So there's tons of stuff in this photo one. I know that one other one that I saw that I really liked, though, was some of the free apps we don't use as much, like Keynote.
Mm-hmm.
That is one with the lower L that I was like, well, my kids aren't doing presentation.
How am I going to use this?
Right? But Keynote does so much more, right? Keynote, what they showed in here is you can basically make a book. Like you just make the slides like a book. You can add whatever multimedia you want to them, and then you can actually export it as a video, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So you can make a little slideshow of your learning, mm-hmm. then you can export it as a video and share it. And it gives you a little more control than just when you put it into Photos and then it makes everything for you. But it's another free app. So if you're saying, yeah, we have iPads, but we don't have any of the other apps you guys are talking about because it's expensive. Listen, that all comes free mm-hmm. with your iPads. And so that's in there, too. I really like that idea. I had some kids playing with it today, and I'm probably going to turn it into some kind of project soon so that they can, you know, some of my kids will prefer Keynote. Some other ones might like Book Creator or something else.
I was going to say, almost like maybe you could use it as a completely free version of Book Creator.
Yeah,
totally. It's an alternative to it.
Yep. Mike, what else do you find in there?
Well, I was just, one of the things I really liked that I was looking at was using Keynote to they teach you how to mask your photos mm-hmm. or adjust the mask on your photos, and then they like showed you how to do like a little photo collage. So you have like a face, and then maybe you take another picture of another person, and you take just their eye and you place it over the face that you had. And I think the kids could really have a lot of fun just being creative with their pictures and bringing two friends together or something like that. That was kind of cool. And teaching kids how to adjust the mask in something is not something I ever thought about doing with them.
Yep.
But like you said, it's those other apps that we don't use very much, like Keynote, that really do some really cool things.
Yeah, and I had no idea. Like the one of the projects on there, it's like a green screen almost. So if you want to have your kids talking about something to make it more fun, in Keynote you can put their picture and you can adjust the mask to put it right into mm-hmm. a scene. You can add your own drawings. You can add words, all that kind of stuff. So we use another app called Piccolage. Piccolage is $1, I think, per app, maybe even $2 now. Where this is all free that comes with it. Which is great. And not only that, but Piccolage is not giving you any free ways to use their software. You have to kind of make it up. This is awesome that they have all the ideas right in here.
That's what I'm thinking too. This kind of inspired me to think about doing like little mini photography lessons maybe with the kids on those, maybe the Friday or whatever, where you have that little chunk of time to do something creative, like do a photography lesson and let them try it. And it's all built into the book. Like you wouldn't even really have to plan anything.
Well, and I like the way that everything in there, it's really being intentional. Like if you're going to take pictures, it's being intentional about how you take the pictures, not just taking random photos. But the project's all in there because they're so intentional. Your kids are having to think in every step of how they make make these. So, well, cool, man. I am really excited to get started with these. I will try to put up some stuff on YouTube of some of the things we talked about. I'll show you where you can get these books. You can just jump into the iBook store. These are free. Just search for Everyone Can Create. You'll see these blue books come up. And then you can download them. They'll give you ideas no matter what kind of device you're using.
Right.
Yeah, they're applicable for whatever device you're using.
Yeah, they just happen to be written by Apple, so they're obviously for iPad. So, all right. Well, it's so great to be back. It feels good to get a podcast under our belt for 2019. If you want to hear anything from us, by the way, we love hearing from you. And I get emails from, I wouldn't go as far as say fans. I'm going to say listeners. How about that?
I think
fans might be a little presumptuous.
Are any of them not your mom?
I mean, some people might have to listen to us for like professional development. They have no choice.
Right.
But anyway, we'd like to hear from you. We want to know what kind of things you want to learn. If there's something that you're struggling to integrate technology into that area, whatever it is, we would love to help you out. And we have so many people that we can talk to get information for you. Also, I do get a lot of emails from people that are saying they're enjoying the podcast, which we love. One thing you can do to help us out is wherever you get your podcast from, just take a minute, go in there, leave us a review. You know, you can type out a review for us. That just helps us get the word out there about Teachers Talking Tech and lets more teachers know about this free resource. So we always appreciate that. All right, well, thanks for the listen, and happy 2019.
Woo!
I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
All right, see ya.